What's the most difficult genre of items for an auctioneer to sell? That depends on the auctioneer, you ask, but for this world champion, he has some items in mind that would leave him baffled. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Selling items at auction is not a new concept.
500 BC is the accepted date of when auctions began. Auctions have been around a long, long, long time. They worked back then. They work now. They've worked to all points in between.
Jared Miller is the world livestock auctioneering champion. He says those auctions were documented in ancient Egypt. Some might call Jared and other auctioneers a colonel. There's a reason for that.
The colonels in the army sold surplus items, and that's kind of where the term colonel comes from.
Specifically, colonels on the winning side in a Civil War battle would auction items left behind by the foe. Because a colonel conducted the auction, the title later transferred to all who conducted an auction. Jared has auctioned a lot of livestock and farm equipment in his life. I ask him what would be the most difficult area of auctioneering for him to conquer.
Probably art. I've not sold art. I've got a friend that does. That's probably one of the things that is probably more different because of who you're selling it to. When we sell livestock or machinery, a lot of them, they're professional buyers. They kind of know what's going on and know the ins and outs of it. But when you're selling art, there's a lot of folks that don't understand.
But you never know what you might be asked to sell. Jared says there are auctions for just about everything, and auctioneers can make a good living by knowing well the items up for bid.
I had an instructor in auction school. He grew up on a farm. He wanted to sell cattle, and that was his thing. He got an opportunity to sell pottery, and now he's the preferred man to sell Watt pottery, carnival glass, that type of stuff. And he said, you know, I didn't want to sell that. He went with it, and it just ballooned from that.
It just shows an auctioneer may never know what they'll be asked to sell and how it might affect their career. Driving the Countryside in Lamoni, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.